final lap with Kerry Murphy.
NASCAR racing from New Hampshire. Chase race number 2 is now in the books. And a word for this one? Chaotic. Let's take a look. 10-1. Brian Vickers, Dale Earnhardt Jr. number 9. Then you got Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Eric Almirola number 6. Jimmy Johnson, Jamie McMurray. Too bad he didn't make the chase because he's on a roll. Kevin Harvick up front yet again. And Kyle Larson, the rookie, notches another top 5.
Happy about the finish. Hopefully someday soon I'll get one spot better. But like I said last week, you know, all these coming close and finishing second or third is going to make that win feel really special.
To victory lane now, where Joey Logano punches his ticket to the next round for an all-team Penske start to the chase. 4th win of the season, 7th career.
You know, to me, this is almost like Daytona. It's such a special place for me. You know, I watched my first cup race here when I was 5, and I started my first one, and I won my first one. And, you know, it's after the week I had, you know, in Connecticut and doing some really cool fundraisers and stuff. To top it off with a victory was really neat.
By the way, this is 3 wins in a row now for Team Penske, 4 of the last 5. Other stories on the day now, chase racers having trouble. Denny Hamlin's number 11 wouldn't accept fuel early on in the race, and he later wrecked anyway. Kyle Busch wrecked with teammate Matt Kenseth. Kurt Busch had a loose lug nut, but he later hit the wall after contact with another car. Matt Kenseth spun with Paul Menard. He hit the wall. And Jeff Gordon, while running right up front there, he cut a tire and pounded the wall. And you're on the final lap.
You've waited all summer, and tonight, the wait is over. The Voice, America's number one singing competition, is back with new coaches.
Gwen Stefani and Pharrell Williams.
And they're more than ready to take on Adam and Blake.
Do you like fashion? I have 4 clothing lines.
I have 3 trophies and a credit card. We'll go buy you some damn clothes.
The Voice, followed by the premiere of The Blacklist. You must see Monday, tonight on NBC.
Just a good old boy.
Auto Trader presents Car Shopping with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Our old car can't shake the sheriff anymore, Luke. We need a new one. What was that?
A text alert from Auto Trader. I let them know what we wanted, and they found one that has it all. Look, it's perfect.
Well, yeehaw!
Hey, Auto Trader sent another alert. Price dropped on that car.
Auto Trader again?
No, Daisy needs her shorts from the dry cleaners.
Auto Trader helped the Dukes find the perfect car, and they'll help you find your car your way.